Here's Arian starting left, trying to find some room on the right. He escapes across the 30, the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, still going to the pylon. Do they give him the touchdown? Yes! Touchdown, Houston. Arian Foster, 34-yard run.
Arian Foster is special. There's no doubt about that. That was 2014, obviously. Drew Doherty, J.J. Moses, John Harris. Guys, number 23. He's been absent for basically all of August, and he's going to miss a little bit of time. Don't know how much exactly, but we also know that it's probably not going to be as bad as initially thought. When Arian Foster comes back, what does this offense look like? How does it change?
You know, Arian Foster, he's the type of running back where you don't see that type of style a lot in National Football League. I like to consider him as a poetry in motion. You know, he's smooth, and this is probably before your time, Drew. This is probably around our time. But do you guys remember a guy by the name of
Eric Dickerson?
Not Eric Dickerson, but Walter Payton, of course.
Okay.
You got Walter Payton. He kind of reminds me of that as well. I mean, and Gale Sears, that's the name I was thinking about. Yeah. Gale Sears was just real smooth, and he kind of has that motion where no one has ever took a big shot on him. So I think he's going to do well, and hopefully he can get back healthy real soon.
Yeah. John, does this offense, you know, they got to – their mode of attack obviously changes once he's back in, right?
A little bit. And obviously Arian's assets, and J.J. brings up a great one, and that's Gale Sayers. He was so smooth with his cuts. Well, one thing, and this is going to the Wayback Machine with Gale, is he never lost ground when he was making a cut. And that's the one thing with Arian. He's always picking up ground when he's making a cut. But the one aspect, I think, to the offense in particular, going X's and O's football geek for a second, is the outside zone. Now, they ran the outside zone a lot under Gary Kubiak, the zone blocking scheme. Arian had it down, but what made Arian so dangerous was the fact that he had speed to get to the edge. But when teams expected that, he also had the ability to cut it back behind the center and really exploit. That's where he hurt Indianapolis numerous times in 2010. That's something he does extremely well, is make that cut back behind the center. I don't know that any of the running backs here do that as well as he does. Yeah. So I think that aspect of the running game will come back into the fold when Arian is back.
And that brings up a great point. Marshall Faulk was great at cutbacks. Yeah. I mean, the guy can see a hole over here, but then bounce back to the left-hand side or the right-hand side, and that's exactly what Arian Foster brings to the table.
Marshall Faulk also good catching the ball out of the backfield, which is clearly Foster's one of his strengths as well. Alfred Blue, we saw some of him this preseason, and it looks like he's kind of improved on that vision and patience as far as attacking the hole and knowing when to hit it as hard. What did you see from Blue in those three games?
He's a solid running back. You know, he's going to give you the 5 to 10 to 15 yards, of course. And I think him and Arian Foster will provide a great 1-2 punch. So, and I think that's what's going to keep the defensive teams kind of, you know, having to adjust their, you know, their scheme when they're playing against the Houston Texans, because Alfred, he's got a strong-nosed running back, and he's going to give it all he has. But it's nothing like having that Arian Foster in the backfield, I tell you.
John, you like the growth out of Blue?
Absolutely.
Year one to year two?
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned a couple of key words, and that was vision being one of them, and patience. I think he's seeing the holes better than he has, but he's being patient too. I think young running backs know the play is supposed to go a particular way, so they're going to follow the rules and go that way. But I think in due time, you start learning, okay, if I don't attack this right away, maybe I can let the blocks develop. And there were at least two or three runs I remember, one in particular against San Francisco and one against New Orleans, run the power stuff inside, which was not a staple of previous offenses, but it is going to be a part of this offense. And he allowed those blocks to develop, and then, boom, he hit it up in there. But he runs with such power that if you get to the second level and you haven't gotten a good shot on him, he's got the opportunity to run you over or run by you. He's got some speed too. But the one thing to keep in mind about Alfred, a lot of people, well, the yards per carry aren't that great. He gets better as the game goes on. That's the one thing at Cleveland. He got in a really nice rhythm of where the holes were supposed to develop, and then he had the burst to get to and through the hole. So I think as he gets more time as the starter, you would imagine, without Arian Foster, you're going to see a little bit more of that.
You know, they're also going to get help, whether it's Foster or Blue, by just improved quarterback play from Hoyer. And speaking of Hoyer, before we go to break, one other thing that we didn't know about Hoyer. His first name is actually Axel, A-X-E-L. Yes.
A-X-E-L.
Axel Brian Hoyer. So we're just continuing the learning process here on Texans Extra Points. All right, later on, what must get better for the Texans in 2015 as opposed to August or 2014 as a whole? And next, there's a jolt coming on defense, and it's a jolt that's coming in many forms. Don't go anywhere. This is Texans Extra Points.